Well, good morning and happy Christmas to you all. So we've been lighting our candles and we've come to the fifth one, which just means simply that Emmanuel, God is with us. If you're a purist, it should have been a white candle because it signifies the purity of Christ. But we have a red candle which signifies that Christ came and died for us. So white or red, it doesn't matter. I'd like to start somewhere different. Have you ever been in this situation where somebody says, I've seen such and such a person, and they've seen them physically, they're there like foxes, just there. But there's a difference, isn't there, when they say, I've met somebody, because that means that you've had a conversation, or you've shaken their hand, and you've met them, and the other person's spoken to you as well. I'll give you an example of this. We were travelling back from the Isle of Wight on the ferry. Some of you have heard this story because my wife loves to tell it. And we were travelling back on the Isle of Wight. Now, I sent her off to get coffees, and they have a Greggs the Baker's on ferries now. So she went off and got coffees. And she said, I've had a look around, there's nowhere to sit. So I saw some vacant seats, and you'll realise why they're vacant in a minute. So I said, there's some over there, let's go there. Now, I went and sat down, and she sat down and she said, don't turn around, but Dame Judi Dench is sitting next to you. And that's why the seats were empty, because nobody else wanted to sit there. Well, you look around and people are saying, they're Googling who she is on their phones, they're whispering to one another. And as needs must, I had to go to the loo. Coffee has that effect on me, so off I went. And just like that, she moved into my seat. And she had a conversation with Dame Judi. Said how she thought her work was wonderful and all this rubbish. And Judi spoke back to her. Thank you very much, that's very nice. The text on the way home was, I've met Judi Dench, Dame Judi Dench. I've spoken to her. She's now my best friend. You know, how does that happen? But, and I was wondering, has anybody ever seen the Queen like close? Anybody ever seen our Queen? A few. Has anybody ever met our Queen? Well, Patricia, where's a microphone when you need one? Stay there, I'll come to you. Does this work? Oh, it's working. Right. Here we go. Now, what happened then?
I met her when I was in training in the WRAC and met her in 1967.
67. That's many moons ago. She was very young then, wasn't she? You weren't. You were very, very young, wasn't you? You were, yeah, I have to say that she's in my home group, so I have to be good. No, she was not the Queen. I know, I heard you, but she wasn't the Queen, was she? Do you know, it's like saying, have you met any of the Beatles? Yeah, I've met Keith Jagger or something like that, you know. Or Mick Jagger, because I've got more confused. But I have a friend who's a policeman, who was a policeman, he's retired now. And the Queen, I've seen the Queen, I've seen her, I've not met her. And she used to come to where we used to live, because we used to live on the edge of a race course, which is very famous. And the Queen likes her horse racing. So whenever there was a meeting there, the Queen used to arrive. She used to get the train to the railway station, and then they'd let her drive her car down the middle of the race course. Can't work that one out for the poor Gigi's, all the ruts and that. But he met the Queen because he'd got rather a special job. Whenever the Queen came to Epsom to the race course, he had to go and collect a gun. He was allowed to wear a gun, and he had to stand in this big building called the grandstand. Very posh it is. Do you know what his job was? He had to guard the Queen's toilet. He had to stand outside the toilet, and whenever Her Majesty wanted to go, he had to stand to attention. Do you know, she got to know him. She got to talk to him. And you know, every year she'd say, "Hello, PC Ward, how are you doing? Nice to see you again." And he did have that job, but he's done it for as long as he was in service, he did that. But the Queen remembered him by name. And I thought that was wonderful. And when the Queen arrives, there's a fanfare. There's all these trumpeters come out and they blow their trumpets. And then everybody in the grandstand and around stand to attention and they sing the national anthem and they sing this song, "God Save Our Gracious Queen." And I'm leaving it there because you'll see why in a minute. But the next question is, have you ever seen a shepherd? Anybody seen a shepherd over here? One. Anybody else seen a shepherd? No, there was a couple more. How did you know he was a shepherd? I won't stand there anymore. Did you? He was your dad's cousin. Here's a question. Did you smell him before you saw him? Yeah, he's a very clean shepherd. Shepherds are smelly people. I have the privilege. My oldest friend is a farmer. And she was on a, when I first met her, she was on a farm with her father. And then she got married and her and her husband were given a massive farm and a massive tax bill as well. But they were given this big farm and they had thousands of sheep. And if I was there on a Monday, we'd go to market. And on the way, we'd pick up a shepherd and his dog. And when he got in the back of the van, well, goodness me. You know, the smell was awful. But he was a lovely, humble man, was this shepherd. And it says, that night there were shepherds standing in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And shepherds stayed with their sheep all night to look after them. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them. And my next question is, have you seen an angel? Anybody seen an angel? Oh, dear. Trouble is, angels can look like you and me. Because the Bible says, beware, because you may entertain angels and you may not know it. And did you know that if you read Revelations, it'll tell you that every church, this one included, has its own angel. Did you know that? Every church has its own angel. So look out. It might be Neil in disguise. You never know. I can see Linda shaking her head and going, no. But there we go. But such a magnificent, we got a little glimpse there of the brightness of the angel. But some can be very tall. The Bible tells us some have six wings, and with two of the wings they hide their face, with two of the other wings they hide their feet, and with two of the other wings they keep in flight. So it's important, you know, to know that there are angels, and there are such as things as angels, and don't disbelieve them. But this brightness, and all of a sudden, the angel appeared, and it scared the shepherds, because it wasn't the norm. Yeah, all of a sudden, you'd be terrified. I'm terrified when I wake up at night and see, no, I mustn't say that, must I? But there we go. But if you see an angel in the darkness, you'd be scared. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid." And he said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. the Saviour, yes, the Messiah. The Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognise him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, laying in a manger. And suddenly the angel was joined by a host of others, singing glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those who God is pleased. Now, earlier this year, beginning in August, Mark and I travelled up to this famous football ground called Anfield. Now, I don't know what a myriad of angels looks like or sounds like, but I do know what Liverpool supporters sound like. I'm going to give you a treat because they're going to come on here and sing. Sorry if you don't support Liverpool. I don't. I just went to keep the sun company. Below these aren't angels. They're the nearest thing I could get to a large number of people singing together. Well, it was going to be there. It sort of disappeared. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Liverpool, here it comes. They're a football club steeped in history of spine-tingling glory and at times truly heartbreaking tragedy. But when you are part of Liverpool Football Club, you'll never walk alone.
I get fed up with that, but if you're in that stadium and that happens, it is a wonderful sound. It is deafening, and everybody, apart from, we were stuck in the way end with the Norwich supporters, and but the noise is unbelievable. Jesus Christ had arrived. When the Queen arrives, there's this fanfare. When Jesus Christ arrived, there's this wall of sound made by angels. We could not even count how many of the angels there are. There are myriads and myriads of angels making zillions and trillions. We just don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us how many angels there are. But if you work out every church has its own angel around the world, that's millions of angels. So there's zillions of angels singing God's praises because Jesus Christ has arrived. And that's important to know that angels rejoiced in heaven that Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, the Saviour, is here. Emmanuel, God is with us. And the angels returned to heaven, and the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. You ever seen a new baby? I've seen a few now. I've got grandchildren, I've got my own children. There's something wonderful about a new baby, isn't there? And as they looked into that cot, what do you think they saw? It's not a trick question. They saw Jesus in that cot. And everything else was taken away. They saw Jesus and they just looked at Jesus. You see, everything the angels had told them was true. Everything. And they went, and they went to exactly where the angels had told them, and there was Jesus. And after seeing this, they told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them. And everybody that heard the story that the angels told were amazed. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, giving glory to God and praising God for what they'd seen and heard. And that night the shepherds saw and met Jesus. And as they looked into that makeshift cot, it was exactly as I've just said, the angels had told them. God had come down to earth and he was with them. The shepherds found Jesus just as it was said. But not only had they seen him, they'd met with him. And the impact on their lives was massive. They told everybody what had happened, and people were astonished by what the shepherds told them. We read from Luke's gospel, and the reason we read from Luke's gospel is because Luke wrote his gospels by going and talking to people. He spoke to people and got first-hand accounts, eyewitness accounts. I can imagine when the shepherds told this to Luke, they were still excited, still astonished. Just like my wife is every time Dame Judi Dench comes on the telly. That's my friend, that is. I know her. You know, 2 minutes. That's all you need. 2 minutes. The shepherds weren't long, but what they saw, they believed, and they believed because the angels had told them. Jesus is God's present to everybody. The shepherds looked in the manger and saw Jesus. And they knew that what the angels had told them was true. And Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. And it's very rare we reject a gift. This year, take a closer look into the manger. When you look, you will see what the shepherds saw, Christ the Lord. Don't reject the chance of meeting Jesus. For those who know Christ, they know they'll never walk alone. They know he is always with them. I read this story yesterday to give you an example. And this is an extract from a testimony of a father telling the story of his 8-year-old daughter who died from cancer in 1999. And the daughter's name was Sasha. So Sasha too held on to hope, not necessarily to be healed, although that was included, but a deeper hope, the hope that comes from the certainty of being in the palm of the hand of an all-loving God. And he says, in the final 2 weeks of her life, she went blind. And Ralph, her father, said, I remember her laying in the bed with her, saying to her, Sasha, do you ever see angels? And she didn't have much energy to speak. And she said, no, Dad. I was a bit disappointed, he said. So I thought, we'll go for the big one. Do you ever see Jesus? I asked. And she said, of course. He holds my hand. See, she saw Jesus and he was there for her, holding her hand. For us who follow Christ, we know his presence and he's with us and he'll hold our hands through all the tough times and all the good times. He's always with us. And Jesus didn't mind smelly shepherds who came to him, whose clothes were filthy and stained. In Isaiah it says, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Today and every day, we can come and look. He wants us to come to him, even though we are uncleaned and dressed in filthy rags. This is why he came. And just like my wife meeting Dame Judy, you can have a friend in Jesus from your first meeting with him. Like my policeman friend who knows the Queen, or more important, the Queen knows his name. Jesus knows your name. He knows you inside out. And like the shepherds, and they saw and believed, and that's all you have to do. For those who know Christ, the whole Bible is about Jesus. Martin Luther, the 16th century Protestant reformer, said this: Scripture is the manger in which the Christ lies. As a parent goes to a cot to find their baby, so the Christian goes to the Bible to find Jesus. Don't inspect the cot and forget to worship the baby. Neil often says that he's told us many times, if you take Christ out of Christmas, you're left with M&S. This is not just any old day. This is the day God came to be with us. Don't lose sight of Jesus this Christmas. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you that we are reminded that this day is the day that you came to be with us. And we pray, Lord, as we go off to open presents, to eat food, to enjoy family, to enjoy company, we pray, Lord, that we will not lose sight of you throughout this day. That the reason we have Christmas is because of Christ. Amen.